Bradley gave them a few days off, Lisa. Set them in very intensive. We have our boys training 3 and 4 times a week. So we kind of took it easy this week. Back training last night, and we train again tomorrow night and prep for what will be a great game, hopefully, on Saturday.
What's the squad update then out of training last night?
Charlie Fleming suspended. And then obviously we have Darren Murphy and Craig Donlan are cup tied. So the three boys will be out. Apart from that then, we're flying.
What do you expect from this game?
A tough one. I've watched them twice now, not with four staff. I've watched them twice now. And you have to put your hand up and say Kieran and his boys have done a brilliant job with them. I was very impressed with the way they played, very impressed with their fitness levels. They try and play a certain brand of football, which is fair play to them. I enjoyed them. I actually enjoyed the two games watching them. I tried to sign young swords myself before the start of the season, but obviously when you're competing with his dad, I lost out there, so he's gone there. He's a good player, but he's part of a group of good players, so it's going to be a very good game.
And it's a great occasion, like the Cork Derby Cup, in Terence Cross.
It is, because for sure, there's going to be a Cork team in the quarterfinals of the FAI Cup, so that's for definite. And obviously Cork will fancy themselves, so there's a great potential there for two Cork teams to be in the quarterfinals, which is great for the region, because there's a lot of really good work. And I think when people have a look at Ringman now on Saturday, I'm sure I went and watched their youths in a final there a couple of months ago, and there was only 2,000 people in the cross. So they get out and support their own down there, and hopefully the Cove people and the East Cork people will come out and make it a good occasion.
And what about the cup run itself for ye in the context of your league and how you're going? The cup is always an important competition to every club.
It's good, because I think Cove Ramblers is generally represented by the 1983 teams. That evokes the strongest memories of Cove Ramblers. When we're trying to get Cove Ramblers back onto the map, people spoke about the 83, the cup run, the semi-final, the four replays. My memory was last year travelling to Colestar. We were getting pulled out of the league. That would be my memory for the FA Cup at Ramblers at this particular moment in time. So for us to come back and be in the last 16, that's a positive story that goes with the work that everybody has come on board since we nearly went out of business. We got a group of people come in. We're challenging for a playoff spot. We're in the last 16 of the FAI Cup. It's all really positive. And the fact that it's a last 16 against another local Cork team, it just creates the really good atmosphere that's happening in Cork football at the moment.
Was there any injury
worries from the athlete yesterday? No. We were curious to see how Shane O'Connor would get on. He's had to be struggling with an ankle. But we thought he'd be out for a few weeks. Now, that's the truth. The leg just swallowed up, and then all of a sudden he came up training when and was gone. He's an incredible athlete, in fairness to him, but he's flying. It was important that we gave him the full game against that loan in preparation for this, because we knew we were going to have players cup-tied and suspended. So we got that full game in, and apart from that, everyone else is flying.
You were talking about fitness levels there a while ago. Since Ramblers are kind of you're very well into your season now at the moment, do you think you'll have an advantage over Ringman, seeing as they're only kind of starting out in their season?
No, if you look at, I just watched that Ringman team there up in the Middleton tournament, and so it just looks like they're doing everything right, so I'm assuming they've done their 6 weeks pre-season training. I know they have at least four pre-season matches under their belts. They could have had more. Their season is due to start this week, so you have to assume that their fitness levels are a very high level. They're fresh, they're raring to go. We're coming to the end of our season, we're in the final series again, so this thing of they're only starting, that's nonsense. They have their games, they've played well, they're a young team, they're a fit team, they're fresh, but we're well into our season, as you say. So there's nobody has an advantage or a disadvantage. It's just and the fact that it's on a neutral ground as well. It's just going to be a cracking game of football. Two teams will have a go off it. Our priority is to try and get ourselves a playoff spot. That's our priority. But a cup match and a cup run evokes great response from the public. Do you know what I mean? And it's great for our club to be in this situation. We wanted to play it down in Ramblers. For now, we offered the ground for nothing. you know, to have it down there, because it would, to get a better atmosphere, because I think 2,000 or 3,000 people in Ramblers would have been, you know, created a better atmosphere and what have you. But overall, no, there's no, we're going out here, we have a strong side, they have a strong side, we're looking forward to it.
Do you think Thomas Russell
suits
you a bit better
right now?
Such a big pitch.
Well, come here, I tell you, it'll suit them as well, because they like to play a bit of ball, and you know they have good threats down the wings, and they like to, you know, they like to use a full pitch. So true, treat that. Excuse me.
Every
part of the, you know, like, but playing there, look, it's grass. You know, grass is the same everywhere. Do you know what I mean? It's a lovely pitch. We're just watching the intermediate. Or now the FAI Fast Cup final there yesterday. The pitch looks well. Although it looks like it could do with a cut now, in fairness, but she looks well. So it'll actually suit two teams. Do you know what I mean? We're both teams that like to play a bit of ball, have a go off each other. So I just think it'll be cracking. But, you know, we have to look at it in the context that we're a League of Ireland side. You know, that we understand that we're the favourites to win this because of we're a League of Ireland side. So we're in a kind of a no-win situation here. We win this, you know, we're expected to, and you know, if we lose it, then fair play to them. And if we do lose it, we wish them all the best. But you know,
Sherry Fleming
would
have been obvious last. He's playing very well as a wing back, isn't he?
Yeah.
And scoring goals.
Well, he scored his first one there, and he's stored an interest, as two or three of them stored an interest from across the channel. Thank God. You know, that's another thing that we've tried to. You know, we're looking at English clubs, we're looking to give these young players an opportunity to go and, you know, further afield. And even with Matteo coming into the club, Matteo has been in contact with Italian clubs, and we're in the process of trying to come up with some kind of links with the Italian clubs as well. We've had two very positive responses, thanks to that main man sitting there in front of me.
Which Italian club is that?
I'm not telling you.
Wallace's Juventus.
Well, I'm not telling you. But we're actually in the process, and Matteo is actually in good dialogue with both of them. Both of them have been really very positive in getting back to us. Because like we say, this English Premier League, you know, they're going out and buying players for 100 million and all this kind of stuff. So the lads of Ireland, I believe Man United now, Saul McAneer, and that's the fourth time, and God knows how long, there hasn't been someone from this island represented at Manchester United. That's kind of indicative of how that's gone. So when Matteo come over, we asked him, would you have a look at this and see if we can come up with some kind of way that we can get young Irish players over to a different country. We don't have to focus on this all the time. So I know this is, we started about Charlie Fleming, all right? But this is where it's developed. But Charlie is one of those players that they'd be looking at. And yeah,
Charlie's done Italian classes already, is he?
Do you know Charlie? He's still doing English classes, boy. But he's doing great. But we know, we have a squad there. That's what we're there for.
So with the league campaign, a cup, you win, you're out. Do you think the experience of like Robbie Hahn, even like Johnny Craver from the individual cup run a few years back, would that be vital in Saturday's game?
In terms of cup competitions?
Yeah.
Yeah, that won off, didn't it? You know, like literally anybody can win the cup. I got to the semi-final with Waterford United back in 2009, I think it was. Do you know what I mean? We lost 1-0 away to Sligo, and we were a fourth division team, no budget. We beat Pats, who were paying 20 grand a week wages. Do you know what I mean? So that's what the cup evokes. I got to a semi-final of the EA Sports Cup, very strong Shamrock Rovers team with Michael O'Neill in charge. That's what the cup does. It's who shows up on the day. Do you know, it is a one-off situation. It's, you know, it's like you say, you got to be calm, you know, you got to play the match. If you treat it as an occasion, then you're in a bit of trouble because the nerves start sitting in and you get carried away with certain things. But if we go out and, you know, we have a certain system of play with and without the ball, players know their jobs. If they go out and they're prepared properly, they've done the right things leading up to the game, they go out and do their jobs, then you have a great chance of winning. But, you know, most of our players have the experience of getting beaten to Colestar last year. You know what I mean? But we can't focus on that. You know, it's a new game against a very good ringman side. It's a local derby. Hopefully there'll be a big crowd at it. It's just who turns up on the day.
Would that be motivation for the team, Stephen? That you were knocked out by a club from the lesser league last year. You said, we don't want this to happen again, kind of thing, like.
Yeah, I used that when the year we won the league with Ramblers in 2007, Douglas Hall come up and spanked us 4-0. So I tried to use that for the Colesta one. Didn't go down very well, did it? So no. Do you know, they were exterior. I'm not making excuses for Colesta, but they were really, the circumstances were surreal. They were genuinely surreal. So, we're in a much better foot and we've prepared much better in terms of pre-season, because pre-season needs you up to wherever you're going to go in the season. We've had a very good pre-season. We've a great bunch of lads, still young. Could be argued ringman are more experienced than us in terms of players, age profile and what have you. But we have a great bunch of lads who want to be successful. They realise how close we were to going out of existence. And everything they do for that club. Do you know what I mean? They're not getting houses out of this and they're not getting cars out of this. Everything they do is for the club. So they're a fantastic bunch of lads. So, and I'd love to see them get through for no other reason than for themselves, because they deserve it.
Yeah, I'm Dave Finnegan. I'm the assistant manager.
Derek O'Sullivan, the captain.
Aidan Foley, the assistant manager.
Okay, so Aidan, I'll start with you in terms of how your prep is going, how you feel this week.
Oh, it's gone very good this week. We had, as Stephen said a while ago, we were down to Middleton and we won that pre-season tournament down there. Before that, we were up in Limerick and we were small but unlucky to come away with the loss. But things are going well anyway in the last week and a half, 2 weeks.
We've a couple of injuries. We got an injury in training on Tuesday night, a fracture to a leg. So that's James Corby. So that's our goalkeeper in trouble. So, but we have a good backup there. So we're all right.
That's an important position to lose.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so it's a big loss for us, and he's got it himself because he's looking forward to it, and he's training hard for it. So I think Philip Keane probably won't make it. I think he's injured since the end of last season, so I think he's out. And one or two carry knocks, but. I'm sure with Turner's Cross beckoning on Saturday that they'll call themselves fit anyway.
They'll forget about the
knock. Yeah, I'd say so, yeah.
And have you that depth in your squad to cover?
I think we brought in three or four good players who pressed for the starting 11 this year, which is what we aim through. Myself, Kieran and Aidan, we kind of said, no point in bringing in 7, 8, 9 average players. We want players that are going into the starting 11. I think Stephen touched on a while ago, Dean Swords is a good young dynamic player, so he came in. A couple of other lads came in, so so we've good strength in squad, to be fair.
So yeah. Derek, what's that squad dynamic like now heading into the new season, obviously with Cup Match Saturday?
Yeah, it's very strong. As Dave said, the additions this year have been very good. It's not just about filling numbers in the squad, it's fellas pushing for places on the team. There's competition right all over the starting 11 as well for fellas to get in. It really makes our training harder and better for that.
David, tell us about some of the players you brought in.
Dean Swords, which would be Kieran, who would be the manager, his son came in. He was a ringman school-wise, I think, all the way through. I think he played with Corinthians last year in the youth level. He had a call-up for the Irish under-18 squad. Pacey forward, left leg. Obviously, a left leg forward are very hard to come by, but I think he's got everything. He's getting stronger all the time. Good header of the ball. Very, very fast over the first 10 yards with the ball at his feet, Maddie's another guy that came in. The lads are in the FOSS. He's in FOSS with the FOSS FA Academy soccer with him. So they all recommended him. So we chased him, and thank God we got him in as well. And we got Owen Daly in from Cove Ramblers as well, backup goalkeeper. I think he was a subkeeper below Steve, and he came in. I think Owen is another local lad as well. So I think, to be fair to the squad, if we have a squad of 18, I'd reckon there's probably 14 guys from the local area, which is, I think. Once a senior league, which is very rare for one of the top teams, especially for Premier teams, we can to develop from school boys, youths, into the senior team. And I think that happened with Dean. Kieran, actually, Kearney's another guy who came up through the ranks, and he's up in the senior team as well. He came from the under-18s last year, and school boys all the way through. Which is the thing, with Ringman, we like to progress, he said, from the underage. We'd like players going out to other teams, like seeing develop through. And look, ratings are on the wall. It's starting to happen the last couple of seasons, and some good players coming through.
So, Aidan, what's the feeling so on Cove for this Cup Match Saturday?
Well, there's a bit of excitement there. There's a bit of the feeling that if we lose, it's not the end of the world, because Tuesday is just as much important. But we'll be going out with this game that we're going to give it everything, and we hope to come away with the win.
Obviously, Derek, with so much big match experience from last season, you won't
fear
Turner's Cross or Cove.
No, and let's say, we're no strangers to League of Ireland teams. We've already beaten Waterford this year in the Munster Senior Cup. And we were unlucky against Rockmount. It was the last kick of the game that Rockmount got to the final against Cove. that game could have went anywhere. I thought we were on top that night. So, as I said, we played last year at Limerick, 2-1 down the Ringman Park, so we've no fear of, or we're no strangers to the League of Ireland side. Like. And as I think it all depends on the day, who turns up. We know we've prepared right. Everything we've done up to this week is building for this game. So it's all about getting fellas' minds right now and tonight.
Cairns a past player, and he'd go down to the Cove games anyway, even if we weren't playing Cove, so he would know, we would have a homework done on him.
And you worried about the fact that the match has been moved to Turner's Cross, is that?
No, not so much. As Stephen says, we have a fit team, so the pitch would actually help us being so big out in Turner's Cross. We just hope our fitness will keep up.
Dave, what do you think the occasion will be like for Kieran, given his past with Ramblers?
Yeah, very good. Look, Kieran, I think he was the top goal scorer a couple of years ago. He'd always remind you, if he was here, he'd remind you that. There's no problem. He's a good friend of Stephen's, I think, and he loves Cove Ramblers, that's his club. He always goes over watching games, you know, even before Stephen was there for the past three seasons, he always goes down, be it a Saturday afternoon, Friday night, he would always go down, even to an under-19s game. I'd say he's looking forward, he's kind of on holidays now, I say, with his Cove Ramblers gear on him, I think, and just waiting to get back. Yeah, so he's definitely, we were talking before he went on holidays, and he can't wait for it, so, you know, he'd be well up for it. No doubt you'd hear him on the sideline. No fear of that.